OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show, this is Fireside Chats.
Beep you.
Hello, 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 welcome to an... I didn't make that one right. Hello, hello, hello. No, I still didn't do that one.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another...
Hold on, let's change it up. Hello, hello, hello.
I was like, I finally got a good one.
No, we're changing things.
No, I get...
Hello, internet.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti, and with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks, First P Features.
Hello, internet.
And then there's Maurer.
Beep you.
That sucked.
All right. Let's go back. Try it from the top.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti, and I've already done all this. Let's get into the topic. What
hello,
is going... No,
internet.
No, no, we did
Beep
it already.
You.
We did it already. We did it already. What are we doing today? What's going on?
Beep you.
So it's... Wow. Please don't ever do that again.
This is our topic show today.
The topic show. Uh-huh.
It's Saturday not- show. Totally different than the Wednesday show.
Because on Wednesday we do the new news.
The new news, huh?
We were way, way off the rails. It's like we're all delirious.
We are.
So today is... I don't want to call it a polarizing topic, but today is going to be one of those topics where we're not all going to see eye to eye. I have a feeling you're going to listen and you're going to agree with some of us, disagree with some of us. Hopefully this starts a whole dialogue in the comment section, but
please know that the thoughts and views of each of us don't represent the thoughts of everybody else.
That's true. Here's the thing. With the Idris Elba scenario that's been happening. So just to recap everybody, right now...
Idris Elba is an actor.
And he's awesome.
He also plays Heimdall on Thor, if you haven't seen any of those movies.
He was Luther.
Yeah.
I mean, do we want to keep going with his rap sheet here? Is that what we're doing?
He was also in Prometheus. He was probably the best part of the movie.
He was in Prometheus?
Yes, he was.
Who the hell was he in Prometheus?
Wow.
In Prometheus?
He was the captain of the ship.
In Prometheus?
Yes.
Was he really? That movie, I hated that movie.
Yeah, so did I, because it was dumb.
When did he die in that one?
When he flew the ship into the... Oh my goodness.
I'm thinking Alien. I'm thinking Alien Resurrection. What was the new one?
The
one that's half Prometheus, half Alien. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't remember him being in that at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie sucked. I hate Prometheus so much. Anyway. Because Idris Elba right now, it seems like he's a front runner for the new James Bond rehash.
He was Shere Khan?
Yeah, he did play Shere Khan.
Did he really?
In the live action.
He did the voice. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm way off topic.
No, it's loosely there. But continue.
It's still Idris Elba. Yeah. It's all right. He was the gunslinger.
Yes.
We're going to just keep talking about Idris
Elba. You know
what?
The gunslinger is a good representation of what we're about to talk about.
So he is up for the role. Not really up for the role, but there's a lot of rumor and a lot of fan support of him being the next James Bond. And there's a lot of backlash to the same concept because people believe that James Bond should not change from a white character. And nobody felt more than that than a woman. She was a news reporter in England who put out this really long video essentially saying that Idris Elba cannot be James Bond, not because he's a person of color, but because James Bond is white. And that got me thinking to when is it okay or when is it appropriate to gender bend or to race swap a character?
Isn't that reverse racism right there?
Yeah, I mean, that was a really weird argument, but
it was
a really weird argument, but okay.
No, I think it's just regular racism worded differently.
Wow. Maurer, well done. Anyway, so yeah, it got my brain moving. It got me thinking about...
I hate when Menti's brain moves.
When can you do that? We've done a show similar to this before, and it was a little different. Can you change the origin of a character, and when should you? And then we did this about Luke Cage being a former ex-con right before the Luke Cage show came out.
Right.
And I'm interested to know what everyone thinks about when a character is gender swapped or when a character is changed, they changed their race. And this is happens a lot recently. I mean, this goes back long, long before, you know, James Bond and Idris Elba. This goes back before Michael B. Jordan and
Human Torch.
This could be Spawn.
Nick Fury.
They did it with Spawn and Nick Fury in the comics. Absolutely.
They did do it with Spawn.
They did it with Spawn. Absolutely.
They turned him into a white guy.
Well, they did Terry McGinnis. Was that his name?
Well, in the movie, yeah, Terry McGinnis.
And they they changed. Oh, God, this is going to kill me. Temple? No, not Temple.
No, Temple. Chapel.
Chapel.
To Temple.
So they made Chapel, big black dude, into like a white chick. Skinny white chick.
Calendar model white chick.
Now, technically, that's a different character and that's a different story. So yeah. I don't want to say that. I don't want to cram the idea of gender swapping or race changing a character the same as adding a new character.
But it can also be tied together when you replace the character.
Yes, and that's a little different because we saw that with Miles Morales. When Miles Morales came out, for anybody unaware, Miles Morales is from the Ultimate comic or the Ultimate Marvel Universe, where Peter Parker was killed and a new Spider-Man took his place. It was Miles Morales, who is half Hispanic, half black. And as Maurer likes to always point out, he was originally supposed to be gay, but they didn't do that. And people hated him at first. It was a Brian Michael Bendis creation. And although we all look at Miles fondly now because he has earned his place with recent stories, things like that, you don't think he's earned his place, Maurer?
He's earning his place.
I think he's earned it.
I like the name they gave him on the cartoon.
What do you mean?
He has a different name. He's not Spider-Man in the cartoon. Kid Arachnid, I think.
Kid Arachnid is the stupidest name.
It's not a stupid name. It's a name that's been used before, though. I just can't remember when it was.
It sounds like a wrestler. It's dumb.
No.
I cannot get behind Kid Arachnid at all. But the point being is that over time, people grew to accept Miles, right? Miles was not beloved right away. Riri Williams, another good example, especially Brian Michael Bendis' character, who has been now becoming accepted because of moving to the Champions, things of that nature. But at first, not accepted at all.
Well, it comes down to if the person that is consuming the media, whether it's the comic, the TV, the movie, feels like they have a choice in the matter. When you shove something down a longtime fan's throat, they're going to react poorly, i.e. Riri and Miles. If you give them a chance to, you know, liken to it, and we go to, even though it's a new character, but I was about to say Lady Thor, but Janet or Jane Foster Thor.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I love Jane Foster.
And it made sense because you had a story building up to it. Now, there are certain characters where their physical characteristics are synonymous with who they are.
And I also believe that there are times that the story itself revolves around the culture and revolves around the location and the setting so much so that you really can't change a character. Two main examples I can give you in that scenario would be Black Panther 1.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
White Black Panther would be really weird and would change that story dramatically.
It would.
Right? And I also think Black Thor would change the story quite a bit. Asian Thor would change the story quite a bit. Right?
And for me, Mary Jane's red hair and Superman's like spit curl and like all American boy look, like to me, that's as synonymous to the story as the story.
It really is. To me, it's not. It's an optional piece. Like, I mean, I get what you're saying, but you know, they took his red trunks away. Nobody cared. If they took his spit curl away, I don't think the story doesn't change. Now I can say that Superman being from Kansas, especially in the 40s, and a farmer, right? I mean, that's pretty white. Yeah. That's a white area, you know. it would be definitely a shock to see maybe a Asian Superman. And at that same time period.
Let's put another disclaimer out there. Nobody's right or wrong in this.
No, God, no.
No, not at all.
I'm glad you brought that up.
This is all opinion, though.
It's opinion. It's also preference.
Because we talk about Ghost Driver all the time. They changed from a motorcycle to a car.
Right.
And that was my biggest problem with it. Now, the fact that it has nothing to do with Ghost Rider lineage also then came into it. But just the pure fact that it was a goddamn car.
Yeah, that's complete deviation.
Well, let's do this. Let's try and structure this show a little bit. Okay. Right? Because right now we're just kind of spitballing things. We're just saying stuff. Let's talk about scenarios when people got really mad and whether or not we believe that the character, it was a justified anger.
Okay.
Right? Like for let's see, what's a good example? Well, I mean, definitely Michael B. Jordan. I mean, that was probably the biggest recently.
People were furious
about Michael B. Jordan playing Human Torch. Do you think that that outrage was just?
I think the outrage was just for the fact that they didn't go all in.
What do you mean?
So they still had Sue Storm being a blonde-haired white girl, and then Michael B. Jordan, and selling them as families. Now, I'm not saying you can't have adopted brother and sister, but it just didn't feel like they were doing it for the reasons to change it. It felt like a reason, hey, we want to get some diversity in here.
Yeah, I agree there.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, that's accurate. I think that might have been how the majority felt. Now, there was people like me, right? I'm a traditionalist. I like my comic book movies to be as accurate as possible.
I was waiting for you to say I'm a black guy.
Oh, I am a black guy.
I know, but
I am a black guy. You would think I would be the one that was all for it.
Well, when it comes to topics like this, I like that you like to remind people.
As the black guy.
As the black guy on the show, you would think that I would have been all for Michael B. Jordan playing Human Torch, and I actually wasn't. Nothing against him at all. I like him as an actor. I think he's
good in Creed.
He was good in Black Panther too.
He's good in a lot of things.
He's a good actor. Yeah, he's a really talented actor. I think he can work on his delivery for some lines, but that's neither here nor there.
I never want to hear him say the word John again.
Nobody should say John unless they're from Philly.
All right.
Guys, anyway,
rabbit hole.
Sorry. But yeah, no, I would prefer that. Like again, like Mauro was saying, I saw no real reason for Michael B. Jordan to play the Human Torch.
Okay, so here's another good example, and this is one that I wasn't okay with.
Okay,
and I'm usually I don't really have a problem
because you like everything.
That's not okay. I posted this question online. Mm-hmm. You know, tell me your thoughts about what happened when you gender bend or race swap a character, and you know, a couple of people commented. Steve Baum, a longtime listener of the show at this
hey,
point.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
What up?
He said that like he doesn't, as long as the core characteristics of the character are there and it doesn't affect the plot, then it's okay. I don't care.
Exactly.
And with Michael B. Jordan, I don't care. But if we want to talk about the fact that the motivations behind it were just a studio trying to be as liberal as possible, mm-hmm. you know, and when I say liberal, I'm not saying that I'm picking a side here. I'm just saying that at that time, it seemed like every Hollywood company was trying to prove how diverse they were by making a diverse cast or gender swapping. For example, Ghostbusters was a prime example.
Okay. Right.
Putting in an all female Ghostbuster cast simply just to have an all female Ghostbuster cast. I don't have a problem with that because again, the little girls that I saw at the premiere of that who were thrilled to looking up to these women playing these roles mm-hmm. was enough to make that movie worth it existing. But the thought of the company around it, like why they did it, didn't seem for just reasons. Right? Even with Michael B. Jordan, it wasn't because they wanted, you know, to make sure that there was a diverse cast. It was really just a paycheck.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have like characters like Psylocke, who changed race in the middle of a comic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a news to me. Go ahead. Well, no, talk to me about that one.
So Psylocke was originally Betsy Braddock. She was the sister of Captain Britain, right?
Yep.
Now what happened was they
put her into a new body.
Yeah, and the body was the body that you're familiar with now, which is the Asian Psylocke, who's really a ninja assassin named Ravanche or something like that. And that's what happened to Betsy Braddock.
They wanted to make her Asian, so they found a way to do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And fans at first thought it was like a temporary thing, and when they made it permanent, people flipped.
Well, it's the same with Wally. When Wally West in New 52 rolled around, and redhead Wally disappeared, and black Wally showed up, that did not go over very well.
I definitely didn't like it.
And this is one of those times where I'm like, I missed my Wally.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about it being preference, I don't care a lot of times if you change characters. Like, I do believe Donald Glover when he said that you can have a black Spider-Man. Peter Parker can be black. I agree with that. There's nothing inherently white about Peter Parker. There's nothing inherently about him that you could not play by anybody from a different race.
Right.
Anybody can be the nerdy kid who became Spider-Man. There's nothing that changes the plot of Spider-Man by changing his race.
Now, I agree with that 100%. But again, like I was saying earlier to you, again, like Spider-Man itself, like you could put anybody in that Spider-Man suit, but you're also pairing Peter Parker with Spider-Man. Now, what we know Peter Parker as and has been for over 50 plus years, it's kind of hard to separate from being just Spider-Man.
But if the core characteristics are there, it's really just pigment. That's all that changed. So with Wally, it was a different story because it was not our Wally.
But is pigment the only thing, or is culture attached to that pigment?
I don't think necessarily you need to. The story itself doesn't revolve around culture. Like, a good example is Kamala Khan.
But when you change the pigment, do you then, in essence, change the culture of that character?
Not
necessarily. Well,
and to Minty's point, with Spider-Man, there's not a lot that does change if you change which ethnicity is. Because anybody could have been well, Peter Parker.
Anybody could be in the suit.
Anybody could be in the suit.
Anybody could have been in
Anybody could have
been
Peter Parker as well, just with those characteristics
There's nothing about...
Especially since he was born inner city in New York, of all places.
That's a melting pot of all melting pots. Yeah. Right? Anybody can be Peter Parker.
Yeah, but it just so happens that we were... Peter Parker was branded as a nerdy white kid.
Right.
And that's what we know.
And we're attached to
that nerdy white kid.
Where sometimes that mental image is enough.
But again, if the core characteristics are there, if that character is portraying the person we saw, if Michael B. Jordan, like, here's my biggest problem with Michael B. Jordan playing Johnny Storm is he didn't play Johnny Storm, in my opinion.
No, he didn't.
He was not the hothead funny guy. He got real serious and dark. Reed Richards was in that movie, was not Reed Richards. There's a white guy playing a white guy. I didn't like him because he was running away from his Everything. Buddies and his family. And I was like, wait a second, this is not Reed. No, who is this?
It all comes down to where you hold the story versus the imagery.
Right.
You know, for me, a lot of times the imagery is more important than the story. And sometimes of the character, like, as long as Batman looks like Batman on screen, I'm going to be excited as it looks like the Batman that I know. Now, as we know, I'm a fan of The Dark Knight Rises. Story in that, not the great, but I still got to see Batman on screen in the way that I picture Batman.
Wait, in The Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
He was definitely not Batman. He's ballroom boxing people. He's just walking up like, all right, we're going to fight now. Throwing sparklers in the air. That was not Batman. What are you talking about?
Sparklers are awesome. I don't know what the hell you're
First
thinking.
First of all, those are bat sparklers?
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
You got to put bat in front of that.
Who's Terry? So, like the Joker without green hair.
That's not the Joker.
Yeah, but that's a very different thing. Like, did you care in the Ultimate Year, not the Ultimate Universe, in the Flashpoint when Martha Wayne was the Joker?
I didn't like it.
I loved it. I thought what a clever way to change the Joker persona. Now, I loved that.
But see, now you're arguing an alternate timeline / dimension.
Right. So, but the idea of a female Joker.
That thing is cool. But again, now we're already prepped that things are going to be different because this is an alternate timeline.
What makes the Joker the Joker? Is it his ethnicity and gender?
No, characteristic.
That's going back to my original point, the core characteristics of a person. As long as you can hit those and the story itself doesn't revolve around the ethnicity, religion, gender, because now religion's a thing because of Batwoman.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's
not even
you know, cool. Wouldn't it be
not
that's just, whole.
What's up?
Wouldn't Huntress be one of the first characters that brought religion into it?
No. It's because of Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose, who is Batwoman on the Arrowverse, people are very mad that she's not actually Jewish.
And not gay enough.
And not gay enough.
Which is weird.
Wait, she's not gay enough?
Apparently.
They say that she's not gay enough and that she's not Jewish. And that, which is a slippery slope, because that's saying, like, gay actors can only play gay roles.
Yeah.
And Jewish actors can only play Jewish roles. Like, what if a Jewish actor wants to play any other role?
There's actually a lot of Jewish actors.
To me, that's a slippery slope. When people get that mad that character isn't that, like,
Robin Williams and Birdcage was as gay as they come.
And he was, Birdcage was so good.
Yeah.
Birdcage was such a good movie. What was the other dude who was with
Nathan
him?
Nathan Lane.
Dude, Nathan Lane
Is that the guy with the raspy voice?
No, that guy's always good too.
Picky out. when he's holding the knife.
But. It all comes down, it's all personal perception. You're never going to make everybody happy.
No.
Right.
So for me, seeing Homecoming, I was furious at the end when they said this is MJ.
That to me, I was mad for a different reason. I get that. I get you're mad there, but I was mad for a different reason because I felt like they duped me. Like, if they made her a different character, what was her name in the movie? Not Meredith. What was it?
It wasn't. It was
Michelle.
Michelle. Is it Michelle? Yeah.
And so and then
he was like, oh, my friends call me MJ.
Yeah.
What?
Like, okay. And they did it because they want us to think of the romantic relationship between Parker and Mary Jane Watson. But that just felt like you were duping me. You could have just made her a brand new character and called it a day.
But there was a lot of people that were angry about that when it was cast. And I really do feel that they originally cast her as Mary Jane. The backlash, they said, okay, we're not going to do it, but we still want to have that romantic tie. Which is why they changed the ending to that MJ thing.
Trash.
Yeah. Now, what about times that it's been unanimously okay when they do a gender swap or a race swap?
That's a good question.
When was it okay? I can't really think of a time. I'm
trying to think something off the top of my head where everyone
everything
like,
Idris Elba.
Yeah, Heimdall.
Heimdall.
I've never seen a black Viking before, but if they look like Heimdall, we're cool.
But, well, you know what? And to that point, if we're going to do Heimdall as an example, again, like out of the three of us, right? And it's just in our general vicinity right now. How many of us read Thor?
Growing up or recently?
Growing up.
That was Thunderstrike okay. Growing up. It was dumb.
So, I mean, I read Thor and I had Thunderstrike. So
Thunderstrike was dumb.
And I can say, like, there were times where Heimdall actually was darker than most of the other Asgardians, which is why seeing Idris Elba play Heimdall for me was okay. But I can see how, you know, like, people who weren't really familiar with the Thor mythos would probably have been like, that's not quite right.
Well, and he played the gunslinger.
Yeah. Oh, even better. Yeah.
And the gunslinger, it's one of those characters. It's a book. You picture it in your head. And so they describe him very thoroughly.
Yeah.
So everybody's image of that character was up. But you know what? When you hear that caliber of actor, sometimes it changes what you think because you want to see that actor in something.
Yeah. Now, I've read the Gunslinger comics, and he's definitely not Idris Elba.
Like, here, you know what a good time? Here's a good example when they race swapped characters and everybody was cool with it because originally it was pretty racist. Was the Power Rangers?
Right.
When the Power Rangers movie came out, and the Black Ranger wasn't the Black Ranger. Oh, yeah. Yellow Ranger wasn't Asian.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, I'm
Black. Yeah, that was a time that everyone was like, nope, I get that.
Or
I got you.
what's your name's character on the Netflix shows? The lawyer. They gender swapped that.
You're talking about from Jessica Jones?
Yeah, she's in all of them now.
Yeah. What's her name?
Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss, yeah.
Hargrove.
Hogarth. We were way off.
Samsonite.
But that was a character that when they announced the casting of it, it made sense because...
She's awesome.
Yeah.
It added some diversity without feeling like it was just a diversity grab because you would see Jessica Jones relating to the character more.
Right.
I want to go back to something that Feature said earlier in the show, which is...
He's the black guy?
when he said that... If you're gonna make that change, stick to it.
Yeah.
Because this is something that we see in comics a lot. Because we brought up a bunch of examples, right? Nick Fury being changed to a black dude, which Nick Fury I see now.
And they
stuck with it. I don't see old white Nick Fury anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, the Hoff is the Nick Fury.
He was
the original Nick Fury. And I saw that.
He's the unseen now. So he's still a thing. So it's not like he's like gone. But we're talking Wally. Switching from white redhead Wally to black Wally.
And then I wasn't with that.
And then you've got Riri, you've got Miles, you've got Amadeus Cho, you've got Jane Foster Thor. Maybe it was the fact that All New, All Different Marvel was trying to do it to every character.
Yeah.
And then just couldn't stick to it. Like, if you would have just stuck with it for a little while.
Yeah, All New, All Different didn't have to be so many changes. They could have just changed a few books. Now, I want to say... With Riri Williams specifically, I thought she had the perfect handoff.
See, I thought the handoff was forced. It was too fast.
Riri Williams was a bit quick.
It made sense on how they tied it together at the end.
Right.
With him being the AI.
Mm-hmm.
But she should have been under his tutelage or at least a character in the book for much longer before she became... "Quote unquote Iron Man,"
like Amadeus Cho before becoming the Incredible Hulk.
He was a friend of.
He's
Bruce
there.
Banner.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. Or Falcon taking over the mantle as Cap. Like I know Fox News hated it, but I love Falcon Cap. I was sad to see Falcon Cap go. Falcon Cap was too cool to me.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't like Falcon Cap? Sam Wilson Cap I thought was great, and
Bucky
I thought
Cap I liked.
Yeah, but Bucky Cap's that's not. Yeah, I mean I get it.
I don't know. I just kind of. I don't know. I just kind of seen Falcon as Falcon. Like he's Falcon has really for me been his own character.
Doesn't it make sense
for him to be the next up?
Yeah,
to be Cap. It does. I'm not going to say it doesn't make sense.
And he just didn't get his time.
I felt like
it was so quick. It was so short lived.
But you know what else too? I felt like Falcon, instead of making him Cap, just give him his own book.
He got his own book.
Ooh, he's had it, but. It could,
but
it
they
could
be, they couldn't just let him be Cap either. Then they had to have Steve Rogers Cap, and then they had the Sam Wilson Cap. It's like, just give me Sam Wilson Cap for a while.
And that was the problem with All New, All Different. There were some great handoffs, and then there weren't.
So which character would you want to see, or you wouldn't mind having a gender or race swap?
I don't think any character is free from that unless the story itself revolves around.
So Menti, any character can be anything. Features, is there any of your favorite characters that, like for me, I would a Black Moon Knight. I'm okay with.
Black Moon Knight would be dope.
Well, because all he has to be is crazy.
But it doesn't have to be Black Moon Knight. Hispanic Moon Knight.
Yeah. So for me,
you can be Moon Knight. Can be anything.
His features. So that's one of the characters where the features of the character aren't iconic to me because one, it changes all the time with the different personalities. Two,
right.
It's always changed. Like it's always drawn a little bit different.
That's one thing to consider in the first place. Like when they change Ghost to a girl in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Ghost is such an obscure character that most people don't care in the first place.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Moon Knight, although big to us, pretty obscure in the grand scheme of things.
But
so
for me being one of my favorite characters, I'm still okay.
Yeah, I get you. And it goes back to your point about the iconic imagery of Superman and how that would be a shock. It would absolutely be culture shock if all of a sudden there was, you know, Hispanic Superman showed up. It would.
Antonio Banderas as Superman.
Although, you know what? I would watch that.
That would be the smoothest Superman ever.
I would watch that. But Black Batman would be culture shock. It would.
Black Batman?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It would be culture shock.
But I still, but it could
unless
be,
it was Idris Elba.
It could be done. Idris Elba Batman would be so cool.
Well, the funny thing,
I like how Idris Elba could be playing anything.
It's funny that you do mention Batman because I do think there's a lot of black people who do relate to Batman. They don't relate to Bruce Wayne. They relate to the Batman character. Like
I love the story of the little boy at Comic-Con who saw a guy cosplaying as Batman and said, "You can't do that." And the guy said, "I can, yeah, absolutely, I can." He goes, "You mean, I can be Batman?" And he goes, "Absolutely." That made that kid's day.
Yeah.
That kid now believes, Batman is okay for him. The fact that he was like, "You can't do that," is crazy to me.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. I think you can change gender, and ethnicity, if you're passing down a mantle. I think then it's okay. And to be quite honest in a literal sense, which character isn't just a mantle?
You could be honest in a lying sense.
Oh, did I say that?
Honest in a literal sense.
Yeah, right.
I'm literally honest right now.
Unlike normally where I'm lying through my teeth.
Like, for instance, right, the Punisher. Frank Castle doesn't have to be the Punisher. Somebody else could be the Punisher.
Frank Castle doesn't have to be white.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
There's nothing about Frank Castle that's inherently white.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be upset with a different castle.
He's not a character. Like, you could change Wolverine, Cyclops, name it. You could go down the line.
You could change all the X-Men.
Yeah, you could, absolutely.
Not Gambit.
You could change Gambit, but I don't think Gambit would be as cool, Gambit. Though.
It's just a character that you've attached to, so you're used to the imagery like you keep saying. Yeah. I get that. I get the want for the what you know. I get you're excited to finally see your character show up on the big screen, and then they show up and it's not what you've been wanting all these years.
Like Taylor Kitsch is freaking Gambit.
Taylor Kitsch? Who the hell's Taylor Kitsch?
That was a guy from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, that played Gambit in X-Men Origins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had no idea what that person's name
he
was.
He had the look. He just didn't have the accent.
Or
the savoir faire.
Anything. But you could, but Gambit could be whatever.
But passing the mantle is fine, but it has to feel
Gambit could
organic.
Be a girl.
No, you're right.
Whoa.
why can't Gambit be a girl?
No. I'm sorry.
Why?
Whoa.
Tell me why. What about Gambit being a girl?
Because he's a ladies man, I guess.
And she couldn't.
She could be a ladies woman.
I mean, 2018, folks.
Okay.
Ruby Rose, can you play Gambit?
Yo!
Oh, that would be dope.
Yo!
I'd be for that. I'd
I would be
okay
be
with
all
that.
About that.
I'd be okay with that.
That would be great. But here's another one, and I don't want to jump into this too much because we're getting really close to time here. But to throw a wrench in the gears here, let's take the controversy of Iron Fist. Because when Iron Fist was coming out, everyone was like, how could you not have an Asian actor play Iron Fist?
Because the story is that fish out of water.
Well, it's the white savior story. And that and people are really sick of the white savior story. I don't blame him. I mean, back when that first came out, when we're talking, you know, when Iron Fist was first on the scene, wasn't as ridiculous as it would be nowadays if somebody wrote that story today. But it doesn't change the fact that that story already happened.
You're right.
Like that story, if you're trying to make an adaptation of that story, you could make an Asian character. There's nothing inherently white about Danny Rand.
But that changes the whole story.
It would, because now there's a cultural aspect. But at the same time, the culture of Kunlun is not a real culture. It's like the culture of Wakanda is not a real culture. But it now, is the so ancient inherent. One, yeah, ancient one's another
that's
one.
That's different. Yes.
I liked this ancient one.
I did too. The Celtic one.
I liked it.
People were real mad about that one.
But you know, a lot of the hand signs and symbols that appear in a Doctor Strange movie were kind of Celtic.
It just made an ancient civilization that doesn't have to be just Asian.
But yeah. There was a point that about Iron Fist that Features was making that I thought was interesting was if you were to change Danny Rand into an Asian character, you are walking a very fine line about stereotypically Asian, right?
Yep.
Versus what everybody was hoping for.
Right. Because it would basically be Bruce Lee.
You would
essentially
any way you cut it, that movie was gonna piss somebody off. If they changed him, hardcore fans were gonna be mad, right? Yep. I mean, I don't know how many hardcore Danny Rand fans there are, but if they're
but even
I'm sure they exist.
Hardcore fans might be mad because there are gonna be people out there that go, why did you make him Asian? Just because he knows martial arts.
Right, exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Prime example of that, Shang-Chi.
Well, even if they played it as a non-stereotypical American Asian character. Just the fact that he knows martial arts, people would be upset. You could have everything else be non-stereotypical, like plain vanilla, and they still would be upset.
Which is funny because to me, it's not necessarily stereotypical if it's cultural. You know what I mean? Mm. Like Wakanda and and Africa go hand in hand, right? It's not stereotypical to me. It's African culture, right? Same would be true with Kunlun. And Asian culture, if that's what it's trying to emulate, just like Wakanda was trying to emulate African culture. It's an amalgamation of all African cultures from when they made the movie. You know what I mean?
It all depends on the lens it's seen through.
Yeah. Oh, that's why, Maurer, you made such a great point in the beginning is this is everybody's not going to agree with this.
Right.
Yeah. And everyone's going to have a different take on this. And that I think it's important that conversations like this happen that are civil because people get so wrapped up in it. And so angry that someone else doesn't agree with their point of view that it becomes so visceral.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like the comment sections are brutal with stuff like this.
Well, that's because everybody in the comment section are on a defensive. And people playing on defense on both sides can't find a way to win. There's no resolution there.
And as somebody who hates change as much as I do, I would still like to see diversity in characters. But I want new characters. I want new stories. I want them to tie in and expand the world.
But even when they do that, you get mad. Riri Williams and Miles Morales.
That's not a new character. That's still tied to another character. I want...
What's an expansion of another character?
I don't want an expansion. I want what they're doing with DC right now. All those new characters.
So like Sideways?
Yes, that is perfect.
Sideways, by the way, for anybody unaware, is Marvel Spider-Man. I mean, that's or DC Spider-Man. That's pretty much what he's been dubbed everywhere.
So you like the expansion on the universe?
On the universe, I don't.
Need expansion so on like,
the
character.
The Green Lantern.
Yeah, I don't like the families. I don't like the Bat family. Just keep adding on to this character's popular and doing well.
Yeah, but you know damn well why they're doing it.
I do.
They're basing it on the popularity of that character to bolster the sales of that character.
I see it, and I understand
the
it.
Business, you would absolutely like business Maurer.
You'd be
running
you
Maurer.
Would do it.
You would make a Riri Williams.
I would.
You in a heartbeat. You would.
I would.
But I wouldn't like it. Begrudgingly, you would do it.
But as a fan, I would rather see Tony Stark come across a character that's completely different than him. Not a tech person, not a super smart genius, and just have another facet to that character. Well, somebody that's anti-tech. Maybe she had, we'll say, like, Poison Ivy power. She was organic and can control organics, and that would be a good balance to his tech world. That would have been cool.
But that would have been anti-Tony Stark, though.
Well, but he's doing that on purpose. It's the reverse of the character.
Right.
I get it. That's kind of cool.
So on that note.
But even though in those, I know you wanted to, Maurer's so upset. You don't pick up an Iron Man book for organics.
Yeah.
You pick it up for tech.
Right.
So if you're going to make Riri a character in Iron Man, it's going to be, it'd be like, it's like having in a Flash book, not having a speedster.
But it could be like the backdoor pilots we see. She's just a character he stumbles across and then goes into her own book.
So you want to go the Fantastic Four route?
Yes.
And just introduce characters in other books and then branch them out?
Yeah.
Okay. I see that.
That's fair.
I see that.
I mean, I feel it would be more truthful to the reader if you really want to give them a character that represents them by doing it in a way that's not just bolstering another character.
What if that person really loves Iron Man and wants to see a character that more represents them? I mean, look at Kamala Khan as a prime example.
But Kamala Khan has nothing to do with Ms. Marvel other than being a fan of it. Kamala Khan, the reason why it works so well is it's not just a duplicate of that other character.
She's a character that pays homage to her favorite superhero, and that makes sense.
But she doesn't have the same power set. She's not a copy. She's her own thing.
Right.
So she's one of the few that are in the mold but broke the mold at the same time.
Well, she's a complete original outside of the name,
mm-hmm.
which is, again, passing the mantle, so to speak.
So, but on that note, to do the goddamn thing.
This is a conversation that can go on for a very long time. This is a conversation that, I mean, I'd like to do another one of these.
I think there should be a part two.
I think there should be a part two. This is something that
Menti, do the goddamn thing.
I think that could be expanded upon. You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. Welcome to Fireside. Go.com.
Like, share, thanks.
All that
deuces.
Stuff.
OGpodcast.com, OG Podcasts. I'm Mr. Maurer. That's features. We'll see you later.
Firesiders. Holla.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Deuces. Oh, wait. No, wait. Samuel Doherty actually wrote something.
Oh, Jesus. Sam.
Hold on.
I got to go to bed, man.
Nobody knows what time it is. Shut your mouth.
It's late. I got sunglasses on inside.
I wear my sunglasses.
All right. So this is Samuel Doherty's quote. I think it's fine when they give the title or mantle to a superhero to someone of a different race and or gender.
Mm.
But I wouldn't want to see Cap or some iconic character completely rewritten differently.
Mm.
To which Steve Baum wrote, what does he say? I like my classic characters the way they are. But as long as they keep the core of the characters intact, I could really care less if they make someone black instead of white.
So it sounds like Sam is me and Steve is you.
Look at Heimdall and Thor. He's white in the comics, but Idris Elba was... I love it. Everybody goes Idris Elba. Was perfect in that role. People make way too big a deal out of stuff like that.
See what you started, Idris?
Damn it. Deuces.
Why do you have to be so good?
Seriously, goodbye.
Deuces.
No, goodbye. I said goodbye.
Okay. Good day, sir.